Trash Planet contains themes of desperation and poverty. We portray a comedic, absurd, and violent world. For a full list of content warnings, please see the episode description.
We left off. We were under attack. It is nighttime. Your eyes hurt. Like, I think most of you probably have masks on unless you don't need them, Enla. You are tired. You just had a crazy day. You were awoken and you were attacked. I think three of you are on the roof right now, sleeping in your tents. As we know, the air here is toxic, so you have no choice but to sleep in your mask. So you're ready to go in that sense, but you're probably feeling pretty off balance in other ways. You've already radioed your buddy Tank for help. So who is making moves? What are we doing here? I think that four bought you a little bit of time. Like, you see the two people up front. They see you. We're kind of on even footing here. What's the move? Who leaps into action?
Lottie is still on the roof.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say, like, Inla is in the restaurant, so she's made her way downstairs so she can get a better look at what's happening.
So let's talk about how the inside connects to the outside of the Scream and Slice. Mm-hmm. Now, we know that the front of the building, so it's shaped like a triangle, right? Big pizza slice. And there's a pole under the sharp point of the pizza slice that holds up the front of it. So it's a big old, just a triangle that's leaning, right? So I think it is a couple stories technically, but because it is so janky and weird, there's a couple of ways that you can go from inside to outside and from above to inside. So you could like leap down the pole, like you could just fireman slide, or you can go through the building, come out from inside. Yeah, what do you want to do?
Leroy Jenkins!
Just gonna go down that motherfucking pole.
All right. So you just woke up. How well does this go for you? Or, well, okay, what is your ultimate aim? Are you gonna go tackle these two people, or what are you rolling for here?
I'm just trying to get them off of my property. I want them out of my business. Get away from us.
Do you have any weapons? Are you going to fight them?
Enla didn't really think this all the way through.
Here's the good news. We're in a kitchen.
This is true.
Ooh.
Yeah, she grabbed a big old fucking butcher knife, right?
Okay.
Pulls up a big old butcher knife, has it like in her teeth, and rolls down the fucking pole.
Okay, so the scene is they throw the thing, bonk. You're like, shit. You hurl up like a trap door. You wake everybody up. You hurl up the trap door, disappear for a moment, reemerge holding one knife in your teeth, and I'm going to give you another one in hand,
yep.
Maybe.
Thank you.
And these are not the nicest knives in the world, but they're knives, tell you that for sure. And then you just, you know, like a beautiful fireman.
The most graceful.
You are going to thunk down into the earth. Okay, so you're trying to intimidate, right?
Or, yes, okay. Intimidate.
All right, so I might call that a command roll.
Okay. The one I'm worst at. Good.
Important. It's important to do things you're bad at.
It's a two.
So Lottie, the view from your end is, you know, we see Enla roaring off, and you see her, you know, her blood is up. She's just sprinting. We remember, listener, that Enla is like 5 foot even, maybe. Like, Enla is like short, and we know that. And so as you like squeegee on down this pole, you hear running, you're shouting indiscriminately. What are you shouting?
What the fuck are you doing in our house? Get the hell out of here.
And then as you're saying that, you just hear thunk thunk, and you are kneed in the gut, and then you are slammed in the back with an elbow. So the really big one, the one who's wearing body armor, is just gonna fucking go for it.
Yeah.
So unless you would like to resist, you are gonna take a level of harm here.
Yeah, I mean, I'd like to resist.
Okay, so I'm gonna call this some kind of physical thing. So roll a resist with prowess.
I got six, motherfucker.
Okay.
I like to think that I was like super lithe and like slippery and just kind of like got out from underneath them.
Okay, so here I think we see some of that Roven, like the technique, the ancient technique to survive in a world that is bigger than you. your clothes are crazy, right? They're mm-hmm. huge. Mm-hmm. So they're voluminous and they're patterned and they're dazzling. And so when you run up on her, you just kind of look like a shape. And so she she goes for you and she just misses. And you're just like right to the side. So no level of harm and no stress taken. You fucking nail it. However, you are now on the floor next to big, scary body armor lady and someone who is wreathed in smoke in a spooky way. Mm. Where would you like to throw the action?
I want to see what Lottie's doing.
So I think after Enla went over the edge of the roof, Lottie would have panicked a little bit and started running down the stairs because okay. she's not going that way. She's probably a little too old for that.
Yeah.
And she's probably going to start rummaging around in the kitchen for something not bladed that she can use to defend the place, because with her insatiable hunger, she doesn't want to hold something sharp. I'm going to try to find something useful that I can use in the kitchen against this.
Okay, so we're going to call this risky standard.
Would this be a roll, or would I have a good enough lay of the kitchen?
Well, what is your ultimate aim? Like, your aim is just to find something that is good for defense, or is your aim to, like...
Find something good for defense that doesn't make me feel like my juice burn is going to make me accidentally kill myself.
Okay. Yeah, I'll call it a find roll. Okay. Yeah, that feels about right.
One.
Oh my god. Well, well, well.
Oh my gosh, untouchably lucky Nat. Roll one.
Do you want to resist this, or are you going to let it go?
I should probably resist this.
Only you can say.
Well, it depends on what it is.
I mean, I guess if it's a find roll, I feel like I'm just like not going to succeed in finding things. I don't know what the consequences are of
a
find roll.
You know, so for the listener who might not be used to this system, we tell the player what could happen and then they decide whether they accept that or not. So what could happen is you're going to go down in the kitchen and step on something unexpected, and it's going to be, holy shit, a gunk snake. Just the biggest, fucking, meanest, wettest snake that is just in your kitchen. Because again, this is just a shack that we built. Like, this is not insulated. This is not pest-proof. And so you're like, oh my god, we're under attack. You know, and there's just a snake just up on you. This thing is maybe 3 or 4 feet long. It has a pattern on it that looks like somebody's, you know, when two cars scrape against each other and it leaves behind both of their paint colors, like that's exactly how it looks, but also wet somehow, and it looks surprisingly stupid. Like, I think it has like the bald eagle thing going on where from the side they look really vicious and scary, and then you see a gunk snake head on and it's like, boy, you know, like very, very goofy. But yeah, this is a gunk snake. So
I found a snake. Lottie's appropriately freaking out. Mm-hmm, is it attacking her? What's
yeah,
how's it reacting?
On a one, okay. Yeah, I think absolutely. Yeah, okay. I think on a one, it would inflict a level of harm. I think you would just immediately be bitten by a gunk snake.
Okay.
If you're, are you going to resist?
Does that resist? The snake's still there, right? Am I just resisting the encounter that bites me? Or
there's finding the snake and there's the level of harm. How about that? So you could choose to resist the harm and still find the snake, or you could go big and try to resist both.
I'll accept the snake.
Okay.
And just try and resist the harm.
Open your heart to the snake, baby. It's beautiful. So we're going to call this an insight resist. So that entire column, the darker column on the left of your insight scores, however many X's you've got in the column, that's how many dice you roll.
Three.
Okay. All right. So you're going to take 3 stress is what that means, because it's always 6 minus whatever you roll. And so the snake just like whips out at you and you leap backwards. Really exciting stuff down here. Big old snake in the mix. Everyone say hi to Gunk Snake. Where would you like to send the action?
I feel like it's only makes more sense to see Connie first, because Tank is off scene. So let's see Connie.
Incredible. All right, Connie, what are you up to?
From what I gathered, Enla jumped off the roof and then was immediately engaged in a fight with someone like immediately at the bottom of that jump, right?
Yes.
I'm going to try and use some subterfuge in my approach, because now I've seen that there's a person attacking Enla down there. How many other people are there, like, visible from the rooftop?
You've only seen the 2 up front.
Then I'm going to assume there's only 2. I would like to throw my robe down first to maybe obscure this person's vision and then jump on top of them.
Ooh! Ooh. Oh, cool moves. What would you like to call that? It's got to be physical.
I think it's a wreck, because I'm trying to take this guy down with body weight.
I'm going to accept either fight or touch, I think, because like I don't know if that counts as wreck, because wreck is like massive physical harm, you know?
Overwhelming force.
Overwhelming force. Okay, you're throwing a blanket on a guy, all right?
Yeah. I'm throwing my body on a guy.
You're using the blanket as a diversion.
I think it's going to be fight. I don't know if it's earned a wreck.
I'm equally terrible at both, so there's no point in me arguing.
All right, we're calling this desperate for sure. Yeah.
Okay. And that's a 2.
All right. So I think immediately your cool robe move, which is a cool move to be sure, not going to work. Robe just kind of sails off onto the dirt and like falls in a puddle and you're like, ah. And then you're already in midair and you just like thunk to the side and do not affect the person in any way. And then you are immediately like, you're on the ground and then you get kicked in the head. So unless you'd like to resist, that's what's going to happen.
Not kick me in the head. I'm too stressed.
Big leather boots. Gonk right in the knocker, man. Really brutal. If you've ever been kicked in the head before, it sucks. So, I have once by accident in a martial arts class, and it really, like, it was like, oh, this is bad. This is a bad time. Anywho, yeah, level of harm. You got your bell rung, whatever you want to call that.
Level 1 harm?
Yep, level 1 harm.
Okay.
You are now, but the good news is you're right next to Enla. You're up in the mix. There's 2 people here. Let's see, where do you want to send the action? What's up?
I want to continue this fight, so Enla, I guess.
Okay, well, let's just check in with Tank, right? Because you should be able to enter at some point. I'll let you choose. Do you want to do a fortune roll where you have the possibility to do a 6? Like, if it's a 6, you're just there. Like, you just happen to be in the neighborhood or whatever. Or you can roll a d4, and that's how many turns have to go before yours.
Let's roll a d4.
Okay, yeah. Incredible. Big money.
Oh.
For the listeners at home, the dice just exploded. It was bad. All right, 4 turns. We are
so we've done 3, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's not the longest, but it also isn't right now. You know. Right. So just briefly, we cut over to like, what is Tank doing on his journey to arrive?
So cut to Tank. He is in his room. He's making a collage. He's cutting out stuff out of magazines and putting stuff together. What's it for? I guess we'll see. But then he gets the page, and this is his moment. I'm being called. He leaps up out of his seat. He's wearing his crop top, but just tidy whities.
A look.
He has hung his athletic shorts, like the real, like 3-inch, like Sophie, like all cotton shorts. He has hung them by the side, so he just like jumps in into them. It's like they're like suspended in the air, right? And he busts out the door and he starts sprinting towards the Scream and Slice. But then on the way, there's just a really elaborate hopscotch. Okay. and to get through, he has to participate. He gets there, he stops, he picks up a rock. He throws it, and he does it, and he gets to the final rung. He picks up the rock, and then he like hops back.
At the end of it,
and then he takes off again.
No. There's like 3 kids holding jump ropes, and you have to like do it a lot, like to get through them. You have to like do the
triple dutch.
Yeah, triple dutch. Oh my god. Yeah.
And then he finishes the triple dutch, and then there's just 2 guys walking a pane of glass across the street. And he dives over.
Incredible.
And then a parade of fruit cart stalls.
Isn't this also in the middle of the night?
Yeah.
And then he gets to another street crossing, and then there's just a train crossing that comes down, and then he has to wait.
All right, Tank is fighting for his life. Tank is in a different podcast we will explore in an 8-part miniseries.
And then cut back.
Yeah. Okay, and then we cut back, yeah. Where would you like to send the action, Tank?
I will send it back to Lottie.
Lottie versus Snake, baby!
So I think Lottie has no idea if the snake is part of the station or not.
My god, they've got pests too!
So she's going to assume the worst and think it is and that it needs to get out. So she's going to try to grab it. It may take a roll to grab it, I'm not sure. But she wants to run out the front door screaming with it.
just like a lasso, just like lassoing a gunk snake.
Yeah. Pretty much.
All right. Would you prefer to call this touch? I don't know. Why don't you sell me on what's going to happen here?
Lottie, are you a snake charmer?
Yeah. You're so charming naturally. Like, you could, I don't know.
I would love for that to be what Lottie does right now, but she is kind of panicking.
Yeah.
So I think it makes a little more sense for her to do, like, a touch or fight. They're the same for me.
Yes, since fair. Roll. Listener, Natalie's luck has run out. I don't know.
Well, there was a six in there, but unfortunately I don't have good good dice for this.
All right. So what's going to happen is the snake is going to bite you is the first thing. And then the second thing is you're going to hear a crash from the back room. There's something happening in the back room that I'm not telling you about, but basically that thing will happen if,
Honestly, the snake still feels like the smaller part of my problems right now.
Where's your stress level at right now?
Not bad. I didn't get a lot of stress during the last mission. I got a juice burn, but not a lot of stress.
Okay, yeah.
So I'm only at the stress that I just got. I can probably handle resisting again.
Okay. As a reminder, you only have one more shot to reduce stress coming up. But yeah, I'm not... Yeah, do whatever you want.
I'm going to go for it.
All right.
I'll resist the back room.
Okay, let's just call that an insight resist.
Four.
So you're only taking two stress out of this. So the snake is going to bite you. I think that you're going to take one level of harm. And the thing about gunk snake bites is that, like everything on Trash Planet, gunk snakes are janky, right? So their teeth aren't even like a clean punch. It's like somebody hit you with a stapler and then dragged it backwards. Like, it's ragged. You're like, oh! So where do you think it gets you?
Well, I was grabbing it, so probably the arm.
Okay, yeah, right on the arm. Brutal. Where would you like to send the action?
I want to see what happens out front. But quick question about the snake first. Mm-hmm. Did I completely fail to grab it, or am I holding it and it's mad at me?
That's funnier. Let's do that.
Okay, yeah. Go with that.
You squarely grab it. Success. It bites you so hard. All right, out front. Who would you like to send it to?
Enla first.
All right, so I've successfully avoided big armor person.
Yes.
So I think my next move is, I'm not great at it, but I want to start to fight big armor person. I'd like to use touch to do so.
Okay. And as a reminder, during invasions, you can still argue for bonus dice. You can't use flashbacks, and you have a load of two. So if you want to invoke an object, you can. But you just naturally have two that are available to you. So I'm just saying.
I have my knives, so does that mean I'm already taking
it? Oh, okay. Yeah, I'll take a one. And you know what? I'll give you one bonus dice for you have a weapon and you're ready to go. So, yeah.
Fighting with knives isn't really touch, though, right? I would say it's pretty squarely fight.
Is that squarely fight? Okay, that's fine then, too.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so then how do I do this? Because I don't technically have anything in fight. So then I do two with one with the lowest and then do
I would roll just
dice.
One.
Yeah, since you got the bonus dice for being ready to fight.
Cool. My dad would be so proud. He's a big knife guy. I got a five.
Whoa! Okay. So is your goal to kill this person or what?
It's at least to get them to stop coming at me. You know what? Inla is mad. She's mad and she's like, fuck you, and goes off like a feral fucking cat.
Ooh.
She's ready.
It's like
for
that stab kind of thing. Like, oh man, scary. Okay.
Nifty so, a la Hasbin Hotel vibes. That's
yes. Okay. So on a five, you get some good hits in. You're feeling this knife go in and out. It's like punching through flesh, which is always weirdly easy. It's scary, and you smell hot blood, and this person grunts under you, and you're just like, Jesus, we're in it, baby. However, on a five, still mixed success. I mean, that is a success, but you still have something else to worry about. So you don't see anything, you don't hear anything, but all of a sudden you are just choking. The air leaves your lungs, you cannot breathe. There's this kind of white vapor smoke thing that's just starting to choke you out here. Ooh. You can roll to resist if you would like. Otherwise, you're going to take level one harm choked. Do you have any level ones right now?
No,
you have no harm. No. Okay, yeah. So
I would like to resist that. So
Okay, so that's prowess, absolutely.
That's a three. So I gain three stress.
All right, three stress. You don't take the harm. However, you do see this, it's just smoke rising off this other person. So this person you've been fighting, they're big and body armored. This other person is just wreathed in smoke. They look really skinny and you're uh-oh. Yeah. Where would you like to send the action?
I want to send it over to Connie.
Connie.
But first, we cut to Tank.
Oh, sorry. I'm so sorry.
The gates lift up. He starts sprinting. He turns the corner. Oh, no. There's a ticker tape parade. Cut back to Connie.
Connie, what are you up to?
Connie is on the ground and has the, you know, the cuckoo birds just circling around his head, but they're actually a ticker tape parade.
Oh my god, there's Tank running around Connie's head. Yeah, anyway.
But upon seeing the violence from Enla and getting probably some blood on me as a result, I think I'm going to get up and consider that guy dealt with. And charge the one who is wreathed in smoke.
Okay.
I think I'm going to say something. I would like to say, what? Why are you here?
This other figure turns to you and, like, through the smoke, like, it's truly just, like, coming out of her skin. And so you would know, you take one look at this, you're like, juice burn, crazy juice burn. And you would guess that, like, the intensity of this isn't, like, a slight juice burn that, mm-hmm. you know, she's going to wear off in a little bit. This is, like, a permanent one or, you know, something like that.
This is deep impurity.
This is deep impurity, baby. And she laughs and she says, as if you don't know, you little bitch. And so are you going to fight her? What are you going to do?
Yeah, I think so.
So desperate, for sure. Also, Maddie, your role was also desperate. Like, you're in hand-to-hand combat for your life. So, desperate standard.
Okay, rolling fight. I'm not good at fight.
Oh! Did you just roll a one?
That is a one!
Yeah. No! Oof-a-doof-a, baby. I think you're going to take a level 2 harm unless you choose to resist here. And in addition, on a one, something's going to happen in the house that you don't know about, or in the mm-hmm. Scream and Slice.
I'm going to try to resist the harm to me.
Okay.
Prowess?
Yes.
Oh! I resist. Bad stuff happens inside, but I think we have Lottie on the inside, so we should be okay.
Okay. What could have happened is she would have grabbed you and gotten really close to you and opened her mouth, and smoke would have, like, rolled over your head and your body, and you would have choked the fuck out. You would have incurred a lot of damage. You maybe would have had a lasting problem from that. That's not what happens. What happens instead?
Yeah, I think it's sort of a dance of her trying to grab me and then me, like, using what parts of my robe I can to, like, blow away the smoke and then trying to grab her back, but neither of us gets, like, a position of purchase on the other.
Nice. Okay. You realize in this moment that you're, like, a skinny person wearing cloth robes, and that's also what she is. Like, you have that, like, she has the scary smoke stuff going on, but you're like, okay, like, you kind of get your feet under you. So, cool moves. Where do you want to send the action?
We cut back to Tank. Tank is weaving. He's bobbing all throughout the parade. He gets to the other side. It's like a breath of fresh air. He's very close. He pulls out, like, a Gatorade sport bottle. It has a masking tape on it that says special juice. And he squirts it into his mouth.
Wow, what does it taste like?
It tastes like chalk and slime mixed together.
Bad. I don't like it. I think you see an old man who's like, My cat is stuck on this fire escape. Young man, won't you help me?
I don't really have the time, but of course. I'm a hero to all people.
In one sentence, how do you get this cat down?
I just look up at the cat and go, hey!
It just, like, jumps into your arms. It's just, like, perfectly. Anyway.
And I walk up to the old man, cat cradled in my arm. Here you go, sir.
Thank you. I've been so hungry. It kills the cat, just goes for the neck, bites in. You're just like, oh.
Tank is devastating.
We cut back. Where would you like to send the action?
I'll send it to Enla.
Okay, Enla.
So violent.
Sorry, it's a brutal world.
Enla gets back up. And how is the armored person?
Looking bad. Like, still alive, but stumbling and, like, got stabbed a lot. Like, you know, the majority of, like, stabbings in prison cases are not lethal, you know? Like, because it's very shallow, and, like, even if there's a lot of stabs.
Unless you get to the kidneys.
Yeah.
Then you're fucked.
Well, hey, this person's wearing body armor, so haha. So, still alive, not doing great. I don't know. Do you want
to
keep
fighting? Are you still trying to fight me?
Ooh.
Or are they walking away?
This is your call. This is it, like in the moment. This is happening so fast that I think it's.
But I'm picturing me like on top of them. Like I've kind of like attacked.
In that case, I think they're smacking at you. Like they're they're trying to get you off. You know.
All right, then I'm gonna keep stabbing.
Jesus. Okay.
Listen, Roman life is brutal.
Okay. Yeah, I was gonna say like. I feel like we've gotten past the point of talking. They have made several attempts on our lives.
This is not going to be a conversation. At this point, like Enla just sees red, and it's like, you're going down. So I guess that's another another fight.
I'll tell you what, I don't even think you're going to roll for it. Okay. I think if you want to kill this person, you just make the decision and do it. Yeah.
I don't know if it's a choice that Enla makes. I think it's just like a rabid thing. She just keeps going.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
It makes sense. Like, I mean, you're in the heat of the moment. Like, you're reacting, you know?
It's not like Endless sets it from my, like, should I even? It's too in the moment.
Crazy. So I'm picturing you are straddling this person. Yeah. You're on top of them, and it's just like, gong, 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 like, aiming for the throat. Like, brutal.
Like, knives in both hands, just like,
oh, jeez. Okay. Have you ever killed someone before?
No, Rabbit.
Oh, my. Not you, the player.
Not you, man.
Come on. No, Enla.
Enla has never killed a person. She's definitely killed a lot of creatures.
Okay.
Like, because when you're out in the Rovens, or up in the upcountry with the Rovens, there's a lot of big creatures out there that you kind of have to take care of. Not just gunk snakes, but also, like...
in that moment, as the knife is coming down, flashing in neon from the streetlights, we cut back over to you and your dad... and you're out there in the upcountry, just like cloth blowing in the wind, like huge textures and patterns, like bright, colorful, blasting sun overhead. And you're watching your dad writhing on the ground with, it's called a fox finger. It's a lot of like tentacles and like finger type stuff on bottom. And it's pretty big. It's like 3 feet long. And so they like get on you and then they just like try to like eat you from the inside. Like they're looking for your holes and shit. It's real bad. And you're watching him like stab, 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 stab. And he's got like glowing green blood all over him. And he like hucks it off him. He's like, it's us or them, baby. It's them or it's us. You got that?
Yeah, Daddy.
We never die. We never fucking die. And then we cut back and you stop and you look down and this person, like, and you're just like, oh, this is a woman. I've killed a woman. Mm-hmm. This is a woman that I've killed.
It's a human.
It's a human being. And the knife falls from your hand and you have done it. Yeah.
Yeah. And Enla's going to have a little bit of a mental crisis in this moment. So I'm going to pass it off to Lonnie.
All right.
Also, how far does Tank live away?
Tank is still not there yet.
Tank lives on
yet.
The other side of a Looney Tunes cartoon.
We cut back to Tank. He's so close. He can feel it. He's running. And out of the corner of his eye, he sees a chalkboard. The chalkboard, it has a problem. A problem that no one has seen to solve.
Oh my god! The building's pretty dirty, and you're like, maybe I should build the building. But man, this chalkboard.
He stops. You see Tank. He starts scribbling.
The music's getting really
his brow
intense.
Is really, really furrowed. He takes a step back.
Robin Williams is there. He claps you on the shoulder.
And then he takes off. But we don't follow Tank. We see another man. He walks up. He looks at the chalkboard. This is the dumbest shit he's ever seen in his entire life.
We see the Tank is drawing like a smiley face on the zero.
That's just a self-portrait. like an 8-year-old self-portrait with big muscles.
It's a picture of Tank flexing and playing with action figures.
Sounds really good, really good.
We cut back to Khan.
I think I'm still locked in combat with this person, but I think since I'm no longer in a desperate position, I want to try and find this person's... I want to try and find a weakness or a way I can exploit their juice burn against them. I'm going to see if Examine works for this.
Okay.
I don't know. I feel like that might be too... That might be pushing it.
Well, I think I would let you do it, but you wouldn't be able to act on it on the same turn.
Right.
So...
I think I need to act. I don't think I have this luxury. Yeah, I think I'm going to try and get the drop on them by using their own smoke against them, because I'm sure it's impeding visibility. Does this person have any sort of eyewear that might Nothing like
no,
that.
No, it doesn't seem like they're like mouth or eyes covered, which okay. is also interesting. That means they can breathe the atmosphere. Yeah. But yeah.
Yeah, they're breathing smoke 24/7, so.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think I'm going to try and slip away and get the drop on them by trying to hide within the smoke, like juking and taking a back step so that they're hidden in their own smoke and can't see through it.
Sick. Okay, would you prefer to call that sneak or fight?
I think it would be sneak.
Okay, it's yeah.
Sneaky move.
Let's do it. Move. We're going to call it risky standard.
That's a four.
All right. So are you seeking to strike this person? Like you're trying to incapacitate kind of thing?
Yeah, if I can.
Yeah. Okay. So you're going to successfully do that. The consequence is you're going to hear a deafening crash in the building. So that would be something that happens. But yeah, what do you want to do?
I'm going to try to resist.
Yeah. Okay. How close are you?
If I take 4 stress, I'll be traumatized. So... And now that I've said that, I'm definitely going to roll a 1. What am I rolling to resist, though?
Yeah, we're going to call it insight. It's insight resist.
5. Really, all really. Right.
Fate smiles upon Connie in his little purple robe. so you take 1 stress instead of the many that you could have taken.
You said little purple robe, and I pictured like a little like house robe that's like super short.
Like Connie has his cool guy robe, and he has his tired guy robe. Okay, what does it look like when you get her?
So I do a juking backstep, and she gets lost in her own smoke. You know, thinking that I'll be in one place and not in another, and like using that momentum where she's trying to grab me, I sort of jump on top of her, almost like a judo move where like, because she's already lunging towards a location, I just use that to tackle her to the ground. And I think at this point I probably have my knee on her back and am like completely
nice.
In a position of power.
Okay, I'm gonna say you take her out. Like, yeah, she's down. She's not dead or anything. She's, like, barely even injured, but she is not a physical fighter. So you got her pinned, and you resisted the consequence. So, hell yeah. Where do you want to send the action?
I think, Lottie, we haven't seen the inside of this place in a long time.
Lottie and the snake are braiding each other's hair. They're really close by this point.
Yeah, so at this point right now, there's a snake. Its teeth are in my arm. It's loosely coiled around my arm. There's a noise in the back, right?
Yeah, you just heard a little noise. Yeah.
I need to go check that out in a panic. So I'm going to do that with snake in hand. On the way through the kitchen, I think what Lottie's going to do is grab like a pair of tongs. And she is now like using them to like snap at the snake so it bites at the tongs and not her, but it's still on her arm. So she's just distracting it and running to the back.
I really wish, like, D&D had points of inspiration. I wish we had an equivalent, because that rules. That's so funny. All right. So is your aim just to investigate what's going on in the back room? Okay, what you see is, so you parked the nice skimmer in the back room, right? And right now there's a woman on it, and she has the key in the ignition, and, like, the garage is down, so you realize that the crash that could have happened was her blowing up your garage with the guns that are mounted on the front and just driving away. So she is in position to leave. Like, she's mounted, she's ready to go, the thing is on, so that's what's about to happen here.
So she's in, like, the driver's seat?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Can I throw the snake at her?
Bitches hate it when I throw the snake at them. Let me tell you that. All right. Okay. So the snake is entangled and it has bitten you. So I think disentangling the snake is...
Well, I think it's no longer bitten into me because I'm...
Yeah. But I mean, like, it's
fighting
on your
it, but it's definitely,
arm,
like,
right?
On
like,
my arm.
You are now physically wrangling the snake. So I would accept this as either a touch fight or wreck.
Well, they're all the same for me.
Okay, so. Yeah, let's do it. We're going to call this desperate limited. Like, I don't know.
Also, the goal of throwing it is, like... Oh shit, there's a snake on me. I can't focus on driving and leaving. So, like, that's the idea.
Okay.
But... Flinging it, you know.
I'm just imagining, have you ever tried to throw a rope? Like, even if it wasn't alive, like, just, like, throwing a rope where you want it to go is, like, hard. And so if it is an angry rope, you know, this is a difficult thing you're doing. I actually used to dance under that name. The angry rope, they called me. Okay.
I got a 4.
So lucky. All right.
She's back, baby.
She's back. So what's it look like?
So it's only a 4, so it's not like it was a perfect throw or anything. So Lottie awkwardly, like, stumbles sort of, like, in front of the vehicle to sort of, like, just delay, kind of get in the way a little bit. At least make the person have to, like, commit to, like, drive through her or something, right? And just kind of chucks it over the front of it. And it probably, like, the fangs of it, like, scratch her a little bit on the way. And it just kind of, like, arcs over and lands somewhere near the driver's seat.
Cool moves. That is what happens. What also happens, unless you resist, is that Mo Giddy's going to say, fuck! And then is going to just jam the gun because she was going to shoot her way out of here. Like, she was just going to blow through the wall. So actually what happens is she reflexively stomps on the gas and just sort of crashes forward with no plan. Not even fast enough to really make a dent, but it would hit you and it would hit the wall. So it would, like, pin you against the wall. Unless you want to do something about it.
Like, badly, or like I'm stuck?
No, like low speed.
Like just stuck.
Yeah, just stuck. I wouldn't call it a level of injury, even. It's just, well, maybe I would. Do you have any level ones yet?
I just got the snake bite.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I think you have 2 level one slots, right? Mm-hmm. I would call it a level one, and I'd say pinned.
I'm okay with that, I think.
Okay. All right, so at extremely low speeds, Lottie, you are slammed against the wall. The machine is there. She is screaming at you. There is a snake in the cockpit. You've successfully solved your snake problem, which is cool. So you should be proud of yourself for that. And also mark XP for your desperate roll, because awesome. Hell yeah.
That's yeah. In the playbook, right?
No, that is for whatever you rolled. So oh. I think that was probably a prowess. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Cool. So where would you like to send the action?
Is tank an appropriate answer?
We cut back to tank. Tank is 100 feet from the scream and slice. He can see the smoke. He can see the battlefield. All of a sudden, a man in a high-vis vest and a construction hat walks out with a sign that says, detour, and points left. And Tank looks at it and he goes, I guess them's the brakes. And he turns left. He makes a right, a left, another left, another right. And he ends up. He's back in his apartment. We cut to a traumatized Enla.
Yeah, okay. Enla, what are you up to?
Enla is shell-shocked, is the best, like, not in the literal sense of shell-shock, but in the sense of emotional shell-shock, because she's just staring at this person that she has killed effectively and is, like, kind of rushing in the realization of, like, holy shit. Because while she did grow up in the Rovens and things are pretty brutal, she never ended up actually killing any person or hurting any person. Just critters, you know?
Critters.
So she's just kind of in a state of disbelief and everything kind of is muted. All sounds are a little weird because she's very dissociating at this moment. Out of curiosity, does the commotion in the screaming slice raise any concerns?
I don't know that it would because we just had it like clonk into the side of the building, you know? You look down, you realize this lady had a purple necklace on. It was just like a dumb little like charm on it or something. And
I'm going to snatch that. Oh,
damn. Okay.
Enla, something seems to be happening in the garage. I'm too busy with this person.
Hey, fuck you!
Enla's just like blinking into reality.
Someone's inside the screaming slice.
Oh shit. Okay. And it kind of feels like she's running in slow motion back
into
the house.
You stumble upwards. And yeah, that like crazy run. Yeah, like, yeah, okay. And you sprint through the building.
Not fully in control of her body.
Yeah, you sprint past like where that smoke bomb bounced and it just sort of like left a puddle of smoke that you just like whip by and leaves it in your wake. On the inside, I don't know. It's just normal scream and slice stuff for the front room. And then you get to the back room and you see what you see, which is the skimmer alive and awake. You see Mo Giddy driving it. She has pinned Lottie up against the wall. There's a gunk snake. Like big and crazy, and they're like, oh Jesus, like for some reason this like works to get you out of your fog. It's just like it just wasn't what you were expecting, maybe. I don't
nothing
know.
Quite like a gunk snake in a cockpit to wake you up.
You notice that its pelt is beautiful. You're like, oh my god.
It's a beautiful pelt. Out of curiosity, is it just the skimmer or is the package on the skimmer?
No, it's just the skimmer.
Okay. I see Lottie. I was like, Lottie, are you okay? What the fuck's going on?
I'm pinned against the wall.
I mean, I see that.
She's bleeding. She's like,
okay.
Get her off the gas.
Okay, okay. So, like, I run to the front where the driver is, yank open that cockpit. I'm an expert around getting around gunk snakes. I have one tattooed on my neck, so
yes.
I'm kind of great. I'm the gunk snake whisperer.
Oh, my God.
So I go in and I just, like, pet between its little cute eyes, and it, like, kind of falls off. And I'm like, knock, knock, motherfucker, and then just, like, punch Mo Giddy in the face. Okay. I guess that's going to be another touch. Is that because it's a, or is
maybe,
that a fight?
I'm going to call that a fight, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I dropped my knives because of my shock.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Oh, snap, look it. I got a 5.
Yes. All right. So like the heroes of old, you know, in like the old timey movies, you just come flying in and I think you get the gunk snake without even like really looking at it. Like you are like, it like lunges up to strike you and you do the cool guy thing where you just catch it and you weren't even looking for it. And you're just like, ah, you know, like it's so cool. You're like, okay, gunk snakes, fine. I got this. Yeah. And then with your other hand, you just like right into Mo Giddy, and you are going to get her dazed. Her foot is still on the gas, unfortunately.
Okay, can I kind of like shove her out the other side?
I think this is the end of your, well, okay. Mo is suddenly outnumbered and she is now going to stomp the gas. She's like, time to go. And she is going to like, and that is going to be grievously injurious to Lottie if this happens.
I'm going to resist that.
Okay. Feel free to resist with prowess. Where are you at on stress?
I got 4 before I hit trauma.
Okay.
We'll see. Oh, I got a 6. Oh, I got a 6.
Oh my God. Okay.
Our resistance has been amazing.
This is crazy. This is crazy. Oh.
It's because we're at the Screaming Slice. This is our home ground.
Oh my God.
This
is our home turf. My house, on my turf. Yeah, okay. No, absolutely. You see the panic in Mo's eyes and you like see what she's about to do. How do you stop her?
I literally like open the door in one swift motion and shove her out the other side.
Okay.
Because I've kind of come through the passenger side is my thought.
Yeah.
So that I'm like, get the fuck out.
I always pictured skimmers like Ski-Doos, yeah, where there's kind of no doors.
Door. Yeah. Then if there's no door, then hell yeah, absolutely. I just like sweep her
like
off.
Body slam her, just like somehow.
Yeah, like, well, I've punched her already, so then I just take my leg and kind of sweep her leg up over so she falls off.
Yeah, okay. All right, so Mo Giddy slams outside. You are in the skimmer with the snake, and also there's no foot on the gas. Lottie, you are not pinned anymore. What a relief. That sucked.
I still have like the one injury from it, right?
Yes. Yeah. You still got like mildly crushed, but you know, it is what it
is. Take the keys out the ignition.
Nice.
Lay up next to me. Adrenaline starting to fade.
Yeah. Okay. Where do you want
to
send
you,
the
Connie.
Action? Ooh, yeah.
I have this person pinned.
Yep.
But they're able to talk. If you
they
want
are.
To talk.
Yeah. That's the plan. When you came here today, I'm sure you had no intention of losing your life. And thankfully for you, I have no intention of taking yours. So why don't you just turn around and walk away?
Do you want to roll?
No, I want to have a conversation.
Okay. She's face down, right? Like you have like knee in her back kind of thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm sure like her mouth is probably exposed.
Yeah. I mean, she can talk. Yeah. I'm just like for this scene, like the smoke bomb is still going off next to you guys and she is still oozing smoke and you can feel your fingers are like stinging a little bit, like the closer that they are to her. And she says like, life without honor is no life at all. You fucking killed her. You fucking killed her.
What did you expect to happen? You intruded on
You disrespected us. You took from us.
Look, we have to take our opportunities where we see them. You fucked up. You didn't get
She is going to try to throw you. So yeah. What would you like to do?
I always have a hidden knife on me. this is going to end one way now.
Yeah.
What do we call this? Because I am going to try to kill her. I am going to try to shank her in the throat. She's made her choice. I've made my choice.
I'd accept fight or touch, I think.
Okay. They're the same.
Yeah. We're going to call this risky standard.
Can I make an argument for controlled? I'm on top of her.
Yeah. Fair. Yeah.
What?
Listen, I'm in a situation here where I have to physically use my body in a way that I never did.
Okay, for the listeners at home, Nihar had to roll to take the lower. First dice was a 6. Perfect success. Second dice was a 1, baby.
No, the second dice also taunted us for a long time because it rolled like 3 times as long as the first.
The dice gods are mocking you for sure. The two things that could happen on this one are she is going to hurt you real bad and then she's going to run away. So you could resist one or both. You could let it happen. Up to you.
Yeah, I think I'll resist the damage to me. Yeah, I think she's going to get away.
Yeah, okay. So what it looks like is you're mid-sentence, and when you're arguing with people, sometimes it's just like, don't you see? Like, don't you understand that, like, come on, like, this is the way that it is? And, like, you are constructing your argument, and you're feeling the rightness, you're feeling the threads of the universe, and then she throws you sideways, and this wave of, like, smoke comes out of her body. It's, you realize that she was, like, holding her breath or something, just, like, building it up, and this, like, whoosh of this toxic, choking fog. Just, like, you are not breathing for a good few seconds. Like, it knocks you, and so when she just, like, shrugs you off and sprints, and there's so much smoke left in her wake that you don't see which direction she goes. You're not going to take harm or anything, but in this instance, she is gone. It's just footsteps in the street, you know?
Do I resist with resolve? I'm trying to tank the smoke.
Well, you're not going to take harm. Well, okay, so there were two consequences. There was you taking harm, and there was her running away. Mm-hmm. You already resisted the harm. Do you want to resist her running away?
Well, I did resist the harm. I didn't roll for it.
Mm. Oh, you mean for stress?
Yeah.
Yeah, roll your stress. Sorry, I misunderstood.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah. Resolve?
Yes.
I'm going to say resolve. 3. I'm out.
Jesus Christ. Okay. What does it look like? How's it go? So, you're going to be knocked here. Like, yeah, what happens?
No, I think the blast of smoke hits Connie and it's just, you know, cannot breathe, desperate, coughing and hacking until he just stops and is laying on the ground, unconscious.
Damn. Okay, and we see that it's one of those cool camera shots where it's right from above, like the ground is flat below us, and we see the body of this body-armored person splayed on the ground, this pool of black blood, and then Connie beside you, like the robe strewn out to one side. It's very beautiful. It, like, spins a little bit as it pulls out. We're like, oh, cinematography. You're unconscious. Where would you like to send the action?
We cut back to Tank. Tank, he is distraught. He has ended up in the place he started. And now he thinks to himself, well, the quick way didn't work. I'll go take the long way. So he takes off in the other direction that he didn't before. He makes a right. He turns left down an alley and then makes another left and bonk! He hits the back of a screaming slice. He's there. Oh, wow. I guess the first time I took the long way.
Damn.
Tank has entered the fray.
Nice. So I think you hear clanking and shouting from the back room, and you probably wouldn't hear anything at all from the front, but mm-hmm. I don't know. What do you want to do?
Well, I'm going to go investigate the back room.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, you're in the garage. You know how to get in. Like, yeah.
Hey. Hey, Tank.
Endla splattered with blood, just like,
but greets you with a big, hey, Tank.
She's holding a gunk snake somehow.
Am I interrupting something?
Not anymore.
I scan the room for visible threats.
You see that Mo Giddy was crumpled on the ground, and she's going to get up and try to sprint the fuck out.
I'm going to charge and do one of those, you know, like when pro wrestlers, they like go to jump on someone, but they like do it almost like horizontally.
Like a cross.
Like, boom, boom. Right to Mo Giddy.
Yes! Okay. All right, what would you like to roll here?
I guess that's fight.
Sure, yeah. I'm going to call this controlled standard. Like, this is fine. This is fine to do.
This is an
actually, it's risky standard. Yeah.
4.
4. Okay. So bonk, you crossbody her with incredible precision. You missed your calling. You should have been a pro wrestler. And you thunk on top of her. And it was a risky standard because what happens, which is that she stabs you in the gut. So you take a level 2 harm unless you're going to resist.
I'm going to resist.
Okay, yeah.
Prowess?
Yes.
That's a six.
So little knife, like wicked little pen knife. And you catch that glint just at the last second and just catch her hand, like, and like catching the snake. and Mo just like hisses and snarls at you. You got her. She's pinned.
Okay.
So, yeah. Yeah, you got her.
I'm just sitting my butt on her face.
Ah! Okay. Classic pro wrestling behavior.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, so this is the situation as it stands. Where, what would you like to do?
Wait.
Let's not forget I am extra stinky right now.
Oh, yeah. You smell really bad.
What, also, which way are you facing while sitting on her face? So, like, are you facing where, like, your legs are facing her body or away?
Away. Like, just, like, beach stew like, position.
Get to you, can't.
Brutal series of events. Yeah, what are we doing here?
Are there any more threats?
I think it was just her and this.
Okay, I think I got her neutralized.
Yeah, you got her, Lottie. How are you? Okay,
flailing ineffectively under.
Lottie is just like kind of nursing like a really bad bruise across her side where she got pinned, and it's also looking for something to bandage the wound on her arm. So she's just kind of busy with injury.
Emma takes some of her blood-soaked coat and rips off a strip.
Aww.
And wraps it around her arm.
Thank you, Emma. This hurts really bad.
Yeah, gunk snakes are pretty brutal unless you know how to handle them.
You're just like gesturing with the gunk snake.
With the gunk snake. Yeah. Gunk snakes are kind
Lottie
of...
Like, Lottie like snap. Flinches every time you gesture with it.
I love this thing now. This is great. Anyway, you guys are all happy and goofy. Connie's limp body is just like out front. It's just hanging out.
We should probably go check on Connie, y'all. I think he's still out front.
Yeah, I think Lottie would probably start making her way out front and doing that.
What do you want me to do with our prisoner?
Mo Giddy, actually. And she's under you, but she's trying to regain some composure here. Fuck you, but fair, all right? Let's call it even. You let me go, we'll make it work, okay? Make it worth your while.
How would you do that?
The fucking Giddy girls. We got shit. What do you want?
You just to leave us alone?
Yeah, uh-huh. There's a mutual understanding between you that you have just so deeply disrespected. You just killed, like, presumably someone she's close to. Right. I don't know.
She doesn't know that yet.
Yeah, she doesn't know that yet. So, it's not gonna be that, basically.
Like, just leave us the fuck alone.
And, like, covered in blood, holding a snake.
All right. Guys, I think she might be lying.
I'm not lying. We pull jobs, okay? We get money. Do you want money? Is that what you want? You just let me walk out of here. We'll call the whole thing sauce, okay?
We can't just let you walk out of here.
What am I gonna do, right? You took my skimmer. You took my package. Like, you guys don't even know about the fucking Tender Mercy, right? Like, they're gonna eat you alive in there. What are you gonna do? You gonna sell it back to them? They're gonna eat you for breakfast. You need my help.
You know, I'm not, I just want to preface this, not great at business, not a businessman.
The visor is descending upon your head, the calculator pops out of your chest. Sorry, continue.
This is not financial advice.
But I imagine we can work out a deal with the Tender Mercy that probably cuts you out of the equation. So,
yeah, you probably can.
What you're
can...
offering is not really of interest to us.
You don't know who you're dealing with. They're so far above your fucking weight class. I know how to work with them. I know the secrets of the place. You are going to get rocked if you even try anything with them.
Okay, what are the secrets?
As if I tell you, let me go.
This is a transaction. You said I could give you something.
I need insurance.
Okay, name your terms.
Fuck. You let me go now. Can I stand up at
usually,
least?
Usually
can I sit?
We keep something for insurance.
Okay.
Or you keep something for insurance? I don't know. Not a business guy. Someone keeps something for insurance.
Yeah. She says, okay, well, how about one of us stays with you, right? One of us stays with you while you go and, like, talk to them and whatever, because you're clearly going to try to steal our job.
Okay, so I like that proposition. You are currently the only person that we have.
She smiles. She knows. She thinks that means the other two got away.
One is still here.
What?
One is still here, but not on this mortal plane.
Yeah, I took one of. She's still gesturing with the gunk snake.
It's been a weird day.
Emma, I just want to let you know, I'm not great with nuance.
I killed one.
You're the. I don't know if anybody can see Mo's face right now, but
you're sitting on it.
Yeah, probably. We would be seeing a cool actor moment if we were, but yeah.
Wait, have we been talking through his leg?
Yeah. Or, okay. I would say yeah. Okay. It's slightly muffled. Yeah.
I also just want to point out he's wearing little Sophie shorts.
No.
It's getting worse. And I just have been running around.
Yeah. And you're supernaturally stinky.
No, my God. This is the worst day of Mo's life for like a couple of reasons. This is brutal.
Yeah, I'm still processing, but I took down the big one. She's not moving.
Silence. Mo isn't speaking.
I think we're going to have a conversation about how to correctly negotiate with with other parties.
I'm sorry. I kind of just went rabid, and I, when I came to, she was gone.
Lottie, how are you doing?
So Lottie would have walked out front to check on the whole situation. She sees one body, and her friend, unconscious. So she freaks out a little bit, thinking the worst, and runs up to Connie and sees that he's breathing, but yeah. Just out of it, and is trying to rouse him a little bit.
Okay. You remember there's some big wet seaweed in the kitchen that you've always found very refreshing. Maybe that'll help. I don't know.
Sure. After a little bit of like trying to shake Connie out of it, not working, she resolves to go find like, you know, like a bucket of water or something like that. Mm. Goes into the kitchen and the wettest thing she can find is those. So she goes back out front and with those and kind of just like tosses the wet slimy thing like over his eyes. Sees if he reacts.
Connie, do you want to wake up soon or do you want to be out for a while?
I think it's more interesting if I'm out until we resume downtime.
Okay. So interesting. Y'all are going to have to resolve this with Mo without Connie's
without
help.
Without the negotiator.
Real cool, real normal, real good.
Yeah, you've got the psychopathic killer, the not so great businessman.
The really good businessman. And the recently besnaked Lottie.
And like besnaked and quiet grandma.
Okay. So Mo speaks up from her position, which sucks. And she says, all right, let's get real. There's a way in. There's someone you can talk to who isn't going to fuck you the way that the main management would. You have to take my word for it. And you know I'm good for it because I've worked for the Tender Mercy for years. So you're really just going to have to believe me that I know what I'm saying when I say they'll kill you and you need my help right now.
Lottie can tell if people are lying, right?
Ooh. I'm not there right now.
Yeah, you're... Oh!
I'm going to be there in like a little bit.
The gameplay! Okay.
Fuck!
It's just Lottie!
It's just us!
And Lutang just like, oh boy. Oh. Yeah, what do you guys do?
So I'm going to be totally honest with you right now. You're making a really good case for us to just hold you hostage.
Fine.
Okay.
It occurs to you how fucking difficult it's going to be to have a live hostage in your restaurant that hates you, that you have murdered someone close to her, that like, this is going to be tough. Like, I don't know. I don't know. It is what it is.
I wasn't thinking of keeping her at the restaurant.
Oh, we could cask of Amontillado her into the tunnel.
That all right, seems like a lot of effort to just kill her.
We smash cut into whatever goofy thing Tank was thinking about. Where are we putting Mo Giddy? What's the deal?
Sorry, my dark ass fucking brain.
No, I love it. Yeah. Yeah. What do we do?
One of the features of Tank's room is a full-on stripper pole, floor-to-ceiling.
Of course, he
thinks just handcuff her to the stripper pole.
Okay. How much is within reach, or is it totally center? Like the center of the room, there's nothing within reach.
I am gonna raise an important note. Handcuffs? Yeah. I don't think we.
Yeah,
have handcuffs.
We don't have handcuffs. Yeah.
Or tie her, but using whatever you can, whatever we can.
This is just what's going on in Tank's brain. Yeah. Goofy.
I'm going to say I'm not going to let you do downtime until you resolve what happens to Mo.
Okay.
So you do need to...
All right.
I'm just saying, cask Amontillado her into the tunnel, but leave like a space open so she can't get out. We can talk to her.
We're going
to
bury her alive, except for her face.
Basically. I feel like it would be such a beautiful representation of how we are just completely suffocated by society and its rules.
And like you're remembering paintings of like Ophelia. You're remembering paintings of like truth coming out of her well, you know? Mm-hmm. Like you're like, visually strong.
And look.
Yeah.
Are you okay? Like in the head?
I think so.
Blood everywhere. Snake still in hand. What's your vibe on the snake? Are you like enjoying your snake experience?
Yeah. Me and Gunk Snakes, like, we're kindred spirits.
Nice. Yeah.
Like, I almost want to keep him as a pet.
Oh my God. This podcast has been 0 days since pet acquisition.
Yeah, if there's one thing I've learned from D&D, you do not throw an animal at your party unless you want them to take it as a pet.
Yeah. Incredible.
I mean, of course I want a pet Gunk Snake.
Incredible.
Lottie will avoid my part of the roof forever.
But... How about this? You said you could help us.
Yeah.
Give us what we need to know. And...
And then what? You shoot me in the head? No. You need to give me some insurance that you're going to let me go.
Oh, man. That's the part where
yeah.
Like we give you something.
Yeah.
How would we do that?
How about this? You let me sit up. That would be great. You let me go to the door, hold a knife on me or whatever. I get a knife on you. I don't know. You got me hostage.
That was a terrible idea.
Listen.
Famously, no one survives a knife fight. Everyone gets stabbed in a knife fight.
Listen, why should I help you then? Just kill me now. Either kill me or trust me. You need to trust me.
Yeah, but you haven't explained how you're going to help us.
Yes, I have. I know someone at the Tender Mercy, and I know what they're like, and I know how to talk to them, okay?
Just tell us who it is.
There's also no way to guarantee that what Mo tells us is actually the truth. And if we get there and it's wrong, we're fucked.
Yeah.
Yeah. Connie's spinning in his not grave.
Yeah.
At least I dragged you inside by now, probably.
I hope so. I mean, I don't think you'd bring me to the place with the enemy.
No, I just mean like in the restaurant. Yes. Yeah. Like you're
indoors.
Safe. You're safe.
Lottie has you like inside on the floor, spread eagle. She's like lit a candle for some reason. We're just like, I don't know.
Some
maybe that'll
salts.
Help. Yeah. Okay. I don't know. I don't know how this plays out because she wouldn't want to give, like, she needs some insurance. Like,
yeah.
You need to let me go. You need to let me. I will tell you.
Tank, I'm going to go check on Lottie and Connie for a sec. I'm not good at this, apparently. I think we might need.
You're just going to leave me alone?
Well, I would hope the only rule is don't let her go.
Okay.
You got this, Tank. I believe in you.
She believes in you, Tank.
Shut up, Mo.
Scorn. Just visceral scorn.
The way she said that makes me think that this is not a good idea.
Oh, and yet it happens anyway.
Lottie! Connie!
All right. Enla, you see the scene of unconscious Connie. You see Lottie, kelp.
Seaweed, not kelp.
Seaweed. So Connie's okay?
He's probably not going to wake up for a while, but he seems all right.
Fuck, okay. We kind of need him. We're doing some interrogation in the back, and it's not going great. I think we need to get back there soon. Do you want to help?
Let's go.
Okay.
He's probably going to be.
It's just Tank, so yeah. we got to move.
So in that moment, while Enla's gone, Mo says to you, you're on the tickball team, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you know Ludanza, right?
Oh, yeah, I do.
Yeah, you like that guy? Cool guy?
Yeah, I mean, he did throw me into a tick tree, but it was like pretty sweet.
Yeah. Do you want to know where he gets his juice? This is a big deal. Like, all the players on the team have their custom juice blend. It's a closely guarded secret. This is unheard of. Yeah, so I don't know.
Oh, my gosh. I do want to know that.
Cool. Wouldn't it be nice if I was alive and I could tell you that after this all works out?
That would be nice.
Yeah. Okay, so it's you and me, right?
Is that what insurance is?
Maybe.
Okay. I solemnly swear that I will make sure you're alive through this ordeal.
Okay.
Where as long as you provide me with the juice recipe and location, or just the location, whatever. It was the location of the juice? Or
it's the guy who gets him his juice.
Okay. Provided that you provide me with that information.
All right, deal. Shake on it?
I mean, I'm not... We're not really in a position to shake, but like verbal agreement, that's legally binding.
Yeah, for sure.
The way you said that did not.
Tank,
no, I never lie.
You're not doing me any favors. I will null and void this.
Tank, what are you nulling and voiding? What's going on?
I think we figured out the whole insurance thing.
Tank,
insurance?
What? Yeah.
This is the bitch Kai that crushed
just, like,
me.
Rolling in his grave faster than anyone's ever rolled.
So you're sitting on the lap of the woman that crushed me, doing what?
Guaranteeing her safety in exchange for information that will help us and me also.
What's that information, ma'am?
He wants to know about the juice that Ludanza uses on the tickball team. This is of interest to you, actually, Lottie, because, I don't know, you're involved in drug world, like...
Yeah, Lottie, this is the guy. This is the guy we've been looking for. Your main competitor.
You know him?
We flash back to, this is like, you know how rich people don't talk about who their plastic surgeon is? There is that economy around the high-level tickball players. So you have always been aware that there are, like, high-level dealers who have very exclusive clientele. You have never come anywhere close to that world. Like, I think you're very small-time in the grand scheme of things. But you're like, oh, okay, you know? So, yeah, exciting.
So, like, is this guy, like, the reason I can never get any sales with the tickball players or anything like that?
You're trying to sell to tickball players? Yeah, good luck. You guys don't know shit, all right? You need somebody to help you out here. All right, so now I stand up, and now I'm your hostage or whatever, but I'm going to stay alive, and I'm going to stay safe, okay?
As long as you're useful.
All right.
And as long as you don't piss me off.
The gunk snake.
Me and Gunky.
You're really going with Gunky?
It's a temporary name.
You have no imagination. That's what's so depressing about all of you is that you just don't have any fucking panache, all right? What are you even called as a
group? Name is Getty and you get things for people.
Yeah, it's a brand. You ever heard of marketing?
Enla is getting heated.
Enla, one of nature's artists, encountering one of nature's marketers.
And saying that she doesn't have creativity is infuriating.
I think that...
Enla's fuming.
What is the last thing we see as this moment is ending?
We're going to tie up her hands.
Okay. Using what?
Rope that we have in the back room for, like, tying up meats and stuff.
You know, like, what? Like butcher's twine?
Yeah.
Oh, actually, I think it's an old phone cord.
Something like that. That looks too.
It's like one of those curly phone cords.
Yes!
Yay, okay.
Tangle that shit up.
And then where does she, like, what do you do with her? Where is she?
Do we have, like the skinny lockers?
Oh, no.
Oh no! I mean, sure, you can generate a skinny locker in the Scream of Slice. Yeah.
And we just shove her in the skinny locker and lock it.
Okay. And then the
club. No, this is not final sale.
None of you guys.
I want input.
No, I like the idea.
It's dumb enough that it feels right, you know?
Because Albert doesn't know this is here.
Yeah! Oh my god! Yeah, all this happened at like 4 a.m. Yeah, I think the camera pulls out on, like, Halberd waking up for the morning, and then Petra coming to do the morning, you know, baking kind of stuff, and then, like, a lot of yelling, and a lot of what happened, and a lot of, oh my god, a body, and, like, just the confusion, and, like, this day just keeps fucking going. Like, what a day. There's just always more day. And there's more day tomorrow, because we are back down to downtime.
You're listening to a Hypergallant production. If you like what you heard, leave us a rate and review. Check out our website at hypergallant.com. Thank you to the Drin, the Serfs, Crime of Passing, Perverts Again, and our own Rabbit Sullivan for the use of their music. Thank you to Morgan Davey, Malcolm Craig, and Gregor Hudden for the use of their game, A-State.